time for entertainment news. Cindy Pearlman Gaber in Las Vegas, and a lot of Harry Styles fans will be looking forward to next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Tell us about this, Cindy.
Good morning, Bob. Great news for Harry Styles fans. You know, he's been doing these residencies all over the place, but New York was the closest one to Chicago. No more. His Together Together tour is making two-show pit stop at Chicago's Soldier Field. That'll be next year. He's going to bring his Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally hit new album, plus some older hits to our town next May 28th and 29th. Live Nation pre-sale begins on September 15th at 3 p.m. That is going to sell out really fast. And Harry hasn't been to Chicago since 6 days at the United Center back in 2022. And him coming to Chicago is actually the last two nights of this little mini tour he's added that includes Atlanta, Arlington, Texas, Pasadena, and Glendale. I always love the last two nights of a tour. They sort of let loose and you never know what's going to happen.
Is this the new deal where they announce these concert tours way ahead of time?
It's the only way now, promoters tell me, to fill these huge places. They almost every big act, if you look, they announce about a year in advance now.
Yeah. Good news for Billy Joel. Tell us about this.
Billy Joel, such a nice man and a great show. He's on the mend. He's been suffering a rare brain disorder called normal pressure hydrocephalus. And loud volume in his live shows was causing him severe physical pain. So he had to cancel his concert dates and his Madison Square Garden dates. But he updated things this week on his Sirius FM channel. And he said, no longer feeling unsteady on his feet because, quote, I had a surgery. They implanted a shunt in my brain and it actually improved things. Billy said, quote, my memory got better. My balance got better. My ability to function was better. I'm okay, you guys. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here. And he said he can't wait to get back on stage.
Love to be able to see him again. Do you think a lot of people will go see this Rocky in Concert show, Cindy?
I want to go, Bob. I would love to see that. It's not coming to Vegas, but it is coming to Chicago. And Rocky is coming to the Des Plaines Theater this fall. It's called Rocky in Concert. You get to see the original Rocky movie, which is still holds up and is so amazing. But there's a live orchestra or a band that plays all the music during the background scenes, all the iconic music, such as Gonna Fly Now, of course. But there's also rare tunes, one called Butkus after his dog from the movie. And, you know, when he's saying yo anything, you want a little good music live in the background. So that's only going to a few cities. So Chicago was lucky to get that.
We have the list now of Saturday Night Live hosts and musical guests for the new season. Give us the highlights.
Yeah, just announced. It took them forever to announce this, but SNL finally has announced that it's coming back September 26th, a few weeks. See, week one is New York Knicks' Jalen Brunson, who led the team to their first NBA championship. He's with Cat's Eye, the musical guest. FYI, he's the first athlete to host in more than 3 years. Travis Kelce was the last one in 2023, which sounds unbelievable, but true. October 3rd, then, is Dakota Johnson with musical guest Turnstile. October 10th is comedian and Tire star Shane Gillis for the third time with musical guest Rosalie. Then the show takes a little break, back for a big Halloween show with Obsession breakout Indy Navarrete making her debut as host with musical guest Gracie Abrams. And some kind of sad news this week, Martin Hurley. He's a writer, and he's also in those digital shorts. He's leaving. He didn't say why, but he's the only cast member so far that's not going to be back.
And as far as movies this weekend, is Practical Magic 2 the big one, the best one to see?
Well, we don't know if we could use best, Bob.
Oh, okay.
That's a relative term. It's coming out, Practical Magic 2, and I read a quote that was a little chilling. It said, it's a, quote, cheap money grab lacking the joy of the original.
Oh.
So, oh, ouch for Sandra and Nicole Kidman, who've been making the rounds, doing all the press this week. But a bunch of critics also said you can't deny that they have an effortless dynamic between them. So we have that. Other films are The Uprising, Andrew Garfield and Jamie Bell. It's the true story of what inspired the legends that inspired Robin Hood. You've got The Fix, Liam Neeson's still going. This time he's a war-torn CIA operative who was in Afghanistan. He heads out to Tehran with some of his friends to kick butt and can't stop Liam Neeson ever. And the last thing is Don't Move, a creature feature. You know, just your basic church wilderness retreat that runs into some problems. They need a few prayers because there's this prehistoric spider at their camp. So, you know, we want to stay away from that.
Yeah. And finally, on this day 25 years ago, were you interviewing a celebrity or covering some movie premiere, Cindy?
You know, my hearts go out today on September 11th, Bob, to all the victims, survivors, and first responders. And I'll never forget, you know, I worked with Roger Ebert, the late, great Roger Ebert, for about 30 years at the Sun-Times. I would go see every movie with him, and whenever he didn't want to do the interviews, then it would get punted to me. But we were both in Toronto that day, and I'll never forget, he wrote a piece that day for the Sun-Times saying, I walked out of a movie screening into a brand new world. And I just always thought, if anybody summed it up perfectly, it was Roger, who was such a beautiful writer. And, you know, many tributes today on TV, including a big special tonight, 9/11 tribute in light, live from Lower Manhattan on ABC, Disney Plus, Hulu, National Geographic. That's David Muir, Robin Roberts, and Diane Sawyer in collaboration with the 911 Memorial Museum. And it'll be musical performers, and I like how they put this, stories of resilience. Mm-hmm. So that's tonight.
Yeah, and you mentioned what Roger Ebert wrote. He could write about anything. He was just a first-rate journalist, period. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Have a good one.
Thank you, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. From our tourism agency, Choose Chicago, Jason Lesnevich has some suggestions for things to do around Chicago this weekend. We definitely want to prolong summer. We've got the good weather. But if you're ready to start celebrating fall, just the event is the Lincoln Square deal. Tell us about this, Jason.
Yeah, the German-American Oktoberfest starts today and goes through Sunday. It's up in the Lincoln Square neighborhood, a traditionally German heritage neighborhood here in Chicago. On Saturday, if you like parades, the Steuben Parade is at 2 p.m. going up Lincoln Avenue right to the festival. Admission's free, and you're going to have all your great authentic German food, beer, live bands, traditional singing and dancing, and it's a great festival there in Lincoln Square.
Maxwell Street Market is Sunday, and if you haven't been to that area for a while, it's a little different than it used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, the market is back on Maxwell Street, the original location. This is the second to last market of the year, so come on out this Sunday, September 13th. It's from 10 until 3, and it has, you know, the traditional homemade crafts, vintage and resale goods, clothing, housewares. One thing I love this year is they have live music programmed from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., DJ sets. The Jesse White Tumblers will be there Sunday, and lots of great music, bringing back that musical tradition of Maxwell Street.
Right between Halsted and Union. And for art lovers, let's talk about the Ravenswood Art Walk.
Yeah, happening Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 6. It's along Ravenswood from Lawrence to Irving Park. They're going to open up the various galleries, working studios, creative businesses, many that aren't open to the public. And then they also have an arts market featuring about 80 local makers. So a great opportunity to explore the old industrial Ravenswood corridor. Another free event outdoor. Going to keep you outdoors a lot this weekend.
Yeah, and a lot of people will be out in the South Loop because it's the annual Printers Row Lit Fest. This is really big every year, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the largest and oldest literary festival in the Midwest. It's happening Saturday and Sunday as well on Printers Row from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're going to have over 70 live programs, lots of authors on hand, hundreds of booksellers and exhibitions. So really one of the great literary festivals each year here in Chicago.
And the Bears aren't home, but there is football on Saturday in Soldier Field, isn't there?
Yeah, this is a tradition each year, and if you're not aware, it's a great game. It happens on Saturday. It's called the Chicago Football Classic, and each year two historic black colleges and universities play at Soldier Field. This year it's Mississippi Valley State and Lincoln University. And so there'll be the kickoffs at 3 p.m., but there's a great atmosphere around Soldier Field. And if you go, definitely stay for halftime. It's the Battle of the Bands, which is one of the most energetic parts of the afternoon.
More on all of these events and others if you go to choosechicago.com. Jason Lesnevich, have a good weekend. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you.